Good morning.
Interesting, because something was said to me, Jean said something to me this morning about somebody we both know had been for a sitting and had been told by this person that they could do everything. Well, and so I was thinking about that, and it's true, there is nothing that we're limited with. We can't in any way say we can't do anything. We can't say that simply because, in truth, we haven't realised that we can't do it anyway. You see. So the possibility of it being there, all of it being there, is a possibility, is a potential. But then you've got to look at practicalities. How in one lifetime can you achieve everything? Is it possible? It may be. You see, statements are made like this, that are said to us, and they sound wonderful, they sound marvelous. You know, I'm not limited in any way. But when we come to the process of unfolding the abilities that are within us, we find that our mind, our awareness, focuses on. Because this focus is part and parcel of the attention that we are giving to the intention of why we're unfolding. So we have to always be aware, what is our intention? What is there within us that we find ourselves feeling drawn to do something about, to have an intention with it, to do something positive about it, and therefore apply attention. And where I think statements like this go wrong is these things are said, but then the other aspects of it are not said. Because we've then got to allow ourselves to be aware of that. What do you want to be, a jack of all trades or a master of none? When we look at these things from a spiritual point of view, how we, in endeavouring to be one with this experience, work to master it, work to bring it into focus in our life, so that as we do so, that focus takes us forward with each step we take. The possibilities of being everything are there within us. But could you handle that in your life now? Have you the time to be everything to everybody? We've got to ask ourselves that. You mentioned something that I thought was very, very important about spirituality yesterday. And, you know, looking at what the value of mediumship was, what it meant, what he said, without this spiritual aspect of things, it hasn't been. That's what came over to me about what he said. It just becomes something you do. But with that spiritual part of you, working with it, it becomes something you are, you live. When Gordon, I mentioned Gordon Higginson because, you know, he had three very bad strokes, you see. And the first one was enormous. And he went to stay with Eric Hatton. Eric told me about this because he had a terrible time because he thought his gift had gone. And he said, Eric, what am I to do? What am I to do? My life is gone. My life is gone. I don't think we realise, you and I, just how much what we put into our vomit becomes the very foundation of our life. And how it begins to start to influence other avenues of our life and being. And what is important is that you follow it. I spoke to someone recently, and they told me about someone telling them about mediumship. But all they were told to do was to psychometrize to demonstrate. And this was someone that was supposed to have known and understood what spiritual motivation was about, what spiritual growth was all about. And they made it very obvious to that person that they didn't put an interest in them. Can you imagine what that did to them? You see, our sensitivity is such that when we discover it, it's a terribly difficult thing to manage. Sensitivity, by its very nature, has all sorts of pitfalls where it is concerned because of what we are. Let's go back to something that Lucy said yesterday, that she'd always had this pre-birth, this sense that she has always been eternal, nothing necessarily to prove it, but this knowing within herself. How valuable is that? That nothing has ever been able, no matter what she's done in her life, nothing has been able to remove that certainty. What are we certain of? What do we need help and encouragement to be certain of? This is why you must start to really look at what you have got and promise yourself, no one's going to do this. I'm going to make my own mistakes. I'm going to fall flat on my face. There's going to be one or two people only that I can talk to and trust. I'm going to go on and struggle on and struggle on and struggle on, no matter what, so I can break down all those barriers that help me to become what I have to be. I remember, and I've told a number of you this, and it makes more sense even now. One is very aware that when you're known, respected, so there's this push to always try to satisfy. Imagine these sittings, and they were well, I didn't think they were much good, it was all my rubbish ones. And in the evening, Gordon was demonstrating. And he turned around to me and he said, in the translate, it's controlled to tell. We heard what you were saying upstairs. We couldn't understand the language, but I knew it was bad language. You were swearing, copies of swearing. And he said, I've come to tell you, my boy, to reassure you, you were born to be a medium. You were born to represent our world. We asked you to come. You consented. So what is the ground on the soil now, Tony? And I want to tell you, my boy, you know you were looking for a bike and we can't buy one. We're told to get the bike. We can't fool the spirit world. And ultimately we can't fool ourselves. We can lie to ourselves and we can, you know, say this about ourselves and that about ourselves, but we can't fool ultimately ourselves in the other world. So it is important that you take courage. That no matter what you meet, allow it to encourage you. You will be misunderstood. You will be criticized. Because that's human nature. Because it doesn't understand what you're striving for. But what matters is that you understand what you're striving for. And stick with it. Stick with it. So important. Let people judge your demonstration. Let people judge your sitting. Let them do. It's what is there that comes from your heart. What is your intention? That matters more. All right? And allow that always to stand before you, never to in any way, shape or form be lost. All right? Because this work that we do is a joy, is a pleasure, is wonderful. But it also demands a tremendous amount from us. And there are times when it's hard. And I don't think any of you, if you know what I'm on about, is that the hardship you have to face in loss, in all sorts of things, in people cheating us, etc., etc., has enormous repercussions. But I wonder at journey's end, what's that? Puzzles me, you know, a great deal about people that work with the Spirit, really work with the Spirit. How they struggle financially and materially, etc., etc. And yet, even though they do struggle, they seem to get through. Somehow, things are made possible. And this, I think, is because this recognition in the other world is knowing and understanding that we are doing our very best. So what is it we have to ask ourselves that we keep of ourselves because people influence us? What is it we allow ourselves to disbelieve about ourselves because people put this idea forward that we're less than this? What is it we are denying our spiritual self? Because somebody may also think people may make it also. You haven't got it. You see, I don't think a lot of people really know what we've got. But we do. And we're true to ourselves. And that's what we must always keep before you. You're all born to be mediums. That's why you're here. You're interested in it because you were born to do this. You must have come for those that work with you because they asked you to. So you are capable of the absolute highest quality. You are capable of being all things to all men. You are capable of everything. But in this journey, this lifetime that you have now, what of that everything can you accomplish comfortably and to the benefit of yourself and the benefit of others? Because there has to be some benefit to you, doesn't there, surely? I think that is important. Very, very important.